Hạt xôi, a đu ra ba mai. Hạt xôi, a đu ra ba mai. La 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 la, li 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 li. La 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 la, li 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 li.
Welcome to Good People, Good Works. Timor-Leste, a country located on the eastern end of Timor Island in Southeast Asia, is known as the world's youngest nation as it became independent in 2002. Last week, we introduced you to one of the country's highly respected non-profit organizations, the Alola Foundation, which promotes the rights of women and children and fosters women as leaders. Today, we'll continue our visit with the foundation and present more about the group's constructive work with the people of Timor-Leste. The foundation was established in 2001 by the nation's first lady, Ms. Cristy Swart Guzmão, who is the wife of His Excellency Xanana Guzmão, Prime Minister of Timor-Leste. She currently serves as the foundation's chairwoman. She is also the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Goodwill Ambassador for Education, and is the chair of the UNESCO National Commission for Timor-Leste. With the motto Strong Women, Strong Nation, the group assists women and children through its programs that are offered through the following four departments.
Samaraiba, sha la 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 la. Samaraiba, sha la 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 la. Samaraiba, sha la 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 la. Maya mutu, Samaraiba.
Alola's education department works with teachers to help them meet national curriculum goals and in many other areas. In 2009, the foundation partnered with the Ministry of Education to provide training to 38 preschool teachers, a group representing teachers from all 13 districts in the nation. A separate training course was provided to 130 primary school teachers from the town of Mobesi and 102 teachers from the nation's capital. Topics covered ranged from lesson planning to setting classroom rules to engaging activities that can be introduced to students.
For the education and literacy program, our mission is to increase the access and quality of education for women and children. So in this part, we work more closely with Ministry of Education to promote and to improve the quality of teaching and also quality of education by trying to produce children's education resources like books, and also some local resources become education resources in schools. And we also provide teacher training for preschools and also for primary school. As you know, after the independence, we have very limited number of teachers. So the teachers are now teaching. Not all of them come from the teaching background. That's why we have to provide very good module and also training how they can deliver activities in a classroom and how they can use local resources to motivate children and also how they can feel confidence to teach.
How narang Maria Immaculada Conceição, how servicia Alola Educação Centro Recursos. Agora dá um ao serviço ao estudante Sira e ao centro de recurso a tu anima Sira e a atividade nebe durante ne a mihalau na me prepara para estudante Sira pré-primária no primária. Diang halo ba Sira. Hoje tu diang sene. Halo. Okay. Labari Sira ini Sira halo atividade Sira mai ao centro de recurso tamba agora dá Sira se é feriado ni larang. Então, a minha centro de recurso prepara atividade educacional para estudar balabari sirene. A tua enhira, cada que se referiado, se relacente baru que uma, Sira mai visita mia centro recurso, ngomo sira bele canta, sira bele haksolok, sira bele adulas bamai. Los ke la imigo sta limere ne?
Gosta.
Tebes? Oi mi hala aktividad Saida. Gambar pe saratang. Haksui sirtang.
Alola's Education Department offers scholarships to students who are orphans or are from disadvantaged families, and each year approximately over 1,000 children at 113 schools receive assistance to pay for school fees, uniforms, books and other school-related expenses. To maintain the legacy of Tetum, one of Timor-Leste's official languages, Alola publishes textbooks in Tetum and also organizes national language writing competitions with the government's support.
I want to tell you that our resources, last year we attended the bidding competition and we lucky we won and our resources recognized by Ministry of Education. So Alola will supply the book readers and classroom sets to the Ministry of Education, and then this year they will distribute to the schools around the country.
And the resources that we are developed here, that's in Tetun and Portuguese, and we also one of the NGOs that provide education resources to Ministry of Education. We create the book here, or we translate it for the very good book from Australia, and also we provide scholarship mostly for the girls in a secondary school. Sometimes they drop out from the schools because of economic reasons or early merit. So our mission in this part is how to provide scholarship so we can also help the women and the girls to continue their educations in a secondary school or sometime to the university.
We have just launched a national languages writing competition to encourage people to write stories, poems, music in their mother tongue, which in most cases is not one of the two official languages, Tetum or Portuguese, but it's one of about 16 national languages. So we want to encourage people to feel proud of their unique cultural heritage and their identity as a people, and to take matters into their own hands in terms of ensuring that these languages are not lost, because a couple of these languages are already extinct or on the verge of extinction. And I think this is a great tragedy for a nation and for a people.
Working to promote women's rights is the goal of the Advocacy Department. Through the program's various initiatives, Alola fosters the development of future women leaders so that they can be active in politics, education, the economy, and other spheres, and ensure that women's issues are addressed as this young nation progresses forward.
Haunenara Alzira Reis, House Service here Fundação Alola, Nudar Advocacy Program Manager. Program Advocacy, Aminia Meta, Atu, Haforsa Capacidade Feto, Liliu Feto Liderança Sira, Nohalo Campanha, Badireto Feto no Labari.
Ami Serviço Bali, ia envolve ia advocacy anian, por exemplo, lei fong ida ka politika fong governo ninian, ami sempre ha moto discuti o isa lei ka politiku nene a politika serne fong nene beneficiario ba feto atu nune feto bele bahira atu lei ruma sai ba ia implementa ba ia na saung dene no mos ami servisu o isa atu bele ha forsa feto nye lideransa, por exemplo, hanesang o isa atu fotreno ba feto sira atu kunyese serne direito atu kolia no atu hal decisão basane moris.
Ia advocacy ami ia su programa tolu nemak centro recurso ba feto a programa suporta distrito no tráfico humano nian. Ia sa program tolu ne ami servisu liliu ba feto no labare ia Timor Leste nian ia area hotu. Hanesan centro recurso ami ia libraria ne besira bel acesso ba. Vedane ami halo grupo de discussão baseado na necessidade de investir a pessoa. ia centro recurso a minha programa mas fornece a curso computador para jovens sira no mais grupo feito sira a tu bele mais acesso ihané a curso e programa Word Excel no pa internet depois ihané mas a minha livraria aqui kira ne bebele ajuda sira a tu bele reta informação ihané baseia ba curso ihané.
Besides offering computer and library services, Alola's Women's Resource Center strives to ensure women have access to information regarding gender-based violence, maternal and child health, and other areas, as well as offering career development services such as a class on creating a curriculum vitae. The District Support Worker Program is a project of the Advocacy Department that sends trained representatives to each of the nation's districts to work with other women's groups on community building activities.
Iha programa support district union ami iha cobre district Sanulu Resentolu Hotu. No idane ami onsa atu kapasita leader feto liderança sirane be ia base no mos feto potencial atu bele foti decisão ia sirane comunidade
hatsoi adu las bamai hatsoi adu las bamai la 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 le 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 la 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 la.
So, you know, I think this is a very big challenge for governments and also for, you know, legislators, policymakers all around the world to make sure that we are in tune with women's needs, the rights of children, and ensure that we are responding to them with a long-term vision in mind, not just in the case of politicians. We're not just thinking about what is in our interests during our mandate, but we are thinking about the long-term needs and the long-term interests of these two very important but very vulnerable sections of society. So I guess the key for an organisation like Alola and for the many other organisations that are working with us on similar issues is to maintain a long-term vision and realise that we need to work very collaboratively to get amongst ourselves as civil society organisations, but also with government, and realise that we're not going to change things overnight, that we need to be patient, we need to be very conscious of the need to be accountable to people on the ground, you know, people in villages, not only in the urban areas but in the rural areas of this country, and to keep in mind that we are here for them, to protect them, to serve their interests.
Once again, our sincere thanks go to First Lady Christy Sword Guzma, Teresa Verdiel de Aruzu, Azir Ares, and the many other dedicated individuals from the Alola Foundation who are uplifting their nation by improving the welfare of its women and children in so many different ways. May God's love fill the hearts of all the nation's citizens. For more details on the Alola Foundation, please visit www.alolafoundation.org. Compassionate viewers, thank you for your company on today's Good People, Good Works. Coming up next is The World Around Us, after noteworthy news. May heaven's light forever shine on all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.